This podcast is sponsored by ebookit.com, self-publishing solutions for the independent author and small press. Visit us today at ebookit.com. Hello and welcome to the Toastmasters Podcast, the official podcast of Toastmasters International. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Toastmasters Podcast. My name is Beau Bennett, and with me is Ryan Levesque. We have a great show for you today. It is perhaps the first of a series of maybe two or three different podcasts all about the 2010 International Conference coming up. We are going to have speakers and presenters from the conference right here on the Toastmasters Podcast, so you can get a preview of what this conference is going to be about, what some of these speakers will be speaking about. So it will be certainly an exciting couple of episodes. So I'd like to turn it over to my buddy Ryan to introduce the first of these presenters.
Todd Newton is best known to audiences worldwide for his work on E! Entertainment Television. For over a decade, Mr. Newton brought you face-to-face with Hollywood's biggest stars and was your ticket to red carpet events such as the Academy Awards, the Emmy Awards, and movie premieres. Todd Newton has also become one of the most popular game show hosts in history, with credits including Hollywood Showdown, Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck, Game Show Marathon, Made in the USA, and more. Mr. Newton is also a certified life coach and clinical hypnotherapist, international keynote speaker, and the founder of Los Angeles-based Todd Newton Life Strategies. And of particular interest to our Toastmaster audience, Mr. Newton is also going to be giving the keynote address at the opening ceremonies of the International Convention on Wednesday, August 11th, 2010 in Palm Desert. Mr. Todd Newton, welcome to the Toastmasters Podcast.
Welcome, Todd.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you. What a fantastic introduction, guys. I hope I can live up to that. Thank you.
Todd, it's great to have you on the show today. And the primary reason we wanted to have you on is to give our listeners a little bit of a sneak peek into what you're going to be sharing with us in Palm Desert in August. I understand your keynote is entitled Put Your Best into Action.
It is indeed, and I'll tell you something, guys. This this presentation is it's one of my favorites, and it is it's a speech and a presentation that I've had the pleasure of delivering all over the world, and I'm especially excited to be giving it in front of my fellow Toastmasters in Palm Springs on the 11th of August, because so many times as speakers and as presenters and as business people, and even in our personal lives as parents and community activists and people that are just involved in the day-to-day lives of our children and what have you, we find ourselves in front of groups of people. And, you know, sometimes it's a group of 5, 10, 15 people. Other times, as keynote speakers, it's groups of 5,000, 7,000 people. And what I love about this presentation and what I'll be focusing on in Palm Springs is, okay, you're a speaker, you're up on the stage, you're in front of people, now what? Now what do you do? So this is going to focus on putting your best presentation into action in front of your audience.
All right, you got us going. Can you give us a little hint of what to do? You know, and not give away everything, of course, because people have to go there to get all the good stuff. But give us a hint.
Of course. Well, you know, as speakers, we work so hard in finding opportunities to get on stage and to get in front of people and to hone our skills and hone our craft. And I'm a big believer in the fact that public speaking and presenting is not just a hobby. It's not something you have to do once or twice a year. It really is a skill that needs to be developed, needs to constantly be fed and trained upon. So part of this presentation is, number one, seeking and creating opportunities for yourself to get in front of people and to speak and to present. And then when you're up there, making the most of your time on the stage. I mean, that time on the stage or behind any sort of microphone, when you're commanding the attention of people in this society whose attention is fought for through radio and television and the internet, it really is a gift. I mean, to be in front of someone and to have their attention for 15 minutes, 60 minutes is a real treasure and something that we should be extremely grateful for.
Yeah, especially if they pay you for it.
What's that?
Especially if they pay you for it.
Well, it's, absolutely. I mean, you know, then it becomes more than just a hobby or skill. It becomes our profession, and there are clearly people like our family who are reliant upon us to be the very best we can be. But if someone has given us the gift of their attention, we have to develop great presentations, do our research, do our homework, rehearse, rehearse, and rehearse some more so that their time is taken care of, so that they feel like they got the most bang for their buck, you know, if we're, as you mentioned, if they're paying us for it. So I want to get up there on that stage, and I want to share with my fellow Toastmasters ways that I've created speaking opportunities for myself, ways that I've found to maximize every single second on the stage. And we do that through a number of ways, through tonality, through speech patterns, through physical movements, etc. We'll go into that in depth in Palm Springs, but that's one way. And then I want to make sure that my audiences, no matter where I am and no matter what I'm speaking on, that my audiences leave feeling great. Not just with a ton of information. I'm not a PowerPoint speaker. I'm not a guy that throws down a bunch of handouts. I'm not a guy that tries to sell you a bunch of things as you leave. Although I am a big believer in back of room products and merchandise, and I think those can be extremely beneficial, and I'll certainly have some available in Palm Springs. But I believe the key to a successful presentation, because we know as speakers that the audience forgets a large percentage of what we say, is making them feel a special way when they leave the theater, the conference room, the auditorium, what have you. So we're going to touch on these three key factors as well as quite a few more. And I think everyone's going to walk out of that keynote address feeling like they can be an incredibly powerful speaker by the end of this wonderful week in Palm Springs.
Very good. Todd, you mentioned a few minutes ago that you're going to be speaking to your fellow Toastmasters. I did not realize you were a Toastmaster yourself. Can you share with us how you got involved with the Toastmasters organization?
Sure, sure. Well, I split my time between coasts. I love the ocean. I'm a beach guy at heart. Mm-hmm. So I can't, one ocean just isn't enough. So I split my time between Los Angeles and New England. And when I'm in Los Angeles, I spend time with my fellow Toastmasters at Dynamic Toastmasters in the Los Angeles area. And then in New England, I spend time with my fellow Toastmasters at the Quincy Toastmasters, just outside of Boston, Massachusetts. So I feel that the main benefit to me with Toastmasters is the open and honest evaluations that I get. As a professional speaker and someone who has the great opportunity to do this quite a bit all around the globe, I like being in the intimate setting, and I like being able to exchange with someone when I get an evaluation. I like to know exactly what's working and what doesn't. And I do this on a larger scale, too. When I come off stage from a three-hour self-empowerment seminar, I like to go right into the back room with the group that I call my Mastermind Alliance, my team, Team Todd, as we call them, and I like to sit down and say, okay, listen, guys, be straight. Tell me what worked and what didn't. Let's make the tweaks right now while we're in the same frame of mind, and let's fix it so that the next time we're out there on that stage, we're at 100%, you know, with all cylinders churning. So I think the evaluation for me is the key benefit, and that's what I take away from each Toastmasters meeting. And I've also been fortunate, whenever I travel around the United States, if I have a night off, I hop on the website and I find a local Toastmasters meeting, and I stop in as a guest. And I've visited great clubs all across the country. So it's an amazing organization, and it's such a tool for being the best presenter you can possibly be. And I know that people join Toastmasters for different reasons, but for me it was for the evaluation, to fix the things that need fixing, and to grow as a presenter and a speaker.
And when did you join Toastmasters, Todd?
I've been a member about 4 years now. It was about 4 years ago that I joined Dynamic Toastmasters in Los Angeles.
Mm. So you were no stranger to the stage at that point, at least in terms of having hosted television game shows, and I'm sure you did more in addition to that. How did you initially get started with public speaking? Was it were you doing keynotes before you joined Toastmasters, or did that come after Toastmasters?
Well, you know, my grandmother was a comedian during World War II, and she toured with Phyllis Diller and entertained the troops. And I used to watch her, and I used to be amazed at the way she would just completely captivate her audience. I mean, her timing and her delivery were impeccable, and not to mention the preparation she put into to her act and her love and appreciation for her audience. And I think that that just stuck with me through my childhood. And when I started my broadcasting career in my hometown of St. Louis back in the late 80s, I really said to myself that if I ever get any form of influence whatsoever, I'm going to use it, for the lack of a better term, for the powers of good. Mm-hmm. And when I started on the radio, I was on a top 40 radio station, which was very popular with the teens. And I hooked up with the DARE organization to promote self-esteem and to keep kids off drugs and away from alcohol. And I would go to various high schools each and every week and speak at assemblies and pep rallies on self-esteem and believing in yourself and setting goals and dreams. And that, you know, not only was that the foundation for my speaking career, but it turns out it was the foundation for my personal development career as well. And it's something that has grown incredibly over the years, my passion for that. So that would be the very beginning. And, you know, as we all know as speakers and presenters, there's nothing quite like the magic that comes from being in front of an audience and saying something that they really benefit from. It's just, it's a real, real gift.
Cool. Very good. Todd, can you tell us a little bit about your company, Todd Newton Life Strategies?
I certainly can. Sorry, I'm taking a nice drink of delicious, a brand new brand of coffee here. It's blueberry flavored. I never had it. It's quite delicious. Anyway, yes, thank you. Todd Newton Life Strategies, TNLS, is it's my self-empowerment personal development organization, 5 years old. What an honor it is to work one-on-one with some great clients. We have a lot of Hollywood celebrities. We have athletes, artists, managers, CEOs, people from all walks of life, single mothers, busy dads, car salesmen, people that own small businesses throughout the country. We provide certified personal life coaching for people who just want to have someone in their corner to join them on that journey to be the very best that they can be. The coaches that I work with are the best in the business. I love these people. I love being a coach. I love the clients that I work with one-on-one. There is nothing more rewarding than sharing someone's goals and dreams and setting up strategies for success and fulfillment at work and at home. I mean, I'm a family guy first and foremost, and when I see somebody who's just got everything clicking, everything is running smoothly, there's nothing that makes me happier. Everybody wins. Mm-hmm. When I set up a strategy with someone to achieve that promotion or to make the most of their time or to overcome some sort of obstacle, that is an incredible gift to me. So we work with people on a certified personal life coaching basis. I'm also an advanced clinical hypnotherapist. I work with people, individuals and groups, who want to shed some sort of habit that's been holding them back from the best life they can have, whether that's smoking or weight management or reducing stress in everyday life or just building confidence. We use the power of the subconscious mind to do that and to get them places that alone they never thought they could be. So we're all about developing the person. I mean, I love the term personal development, but I like the phrase developing the person, because we're all in a constant state of growth, a constant state of development. So if my company or myself as an individual can assist in that, that's what I'm here for. And it is just a pleasure, and I look forward to working with people one-on-one when we're in Palm Springs and helping people to just live the best life possible, the life that they truly deserve.
Great. And Todd, what is that URL where people could find you on the internet?
Please visit us. We would love to talk to you about all of your life coaching or hypnotherapy needs at www.toddnewtonlive.com. That's toddnewtonlive.com. Of course, we're also on Facebook and Twitter. We're all about the social networking, but toddnewtonlive.com is our official website.
All right. Todd, it has been a blast. Thank you so much. We really look forward to seeing you down in California. What is that date, Ryan?
Wednesday, August 11th is Todd's presentation.
Nice.
At the opening ceremonies.
Cool.
going to be great, guys. It's going to be powerful, inspiring. I appreciate the time to chat with you, and I look forward to mingling with my fellow Toastmasters. It's going to be an event not to be forgotten, I'm sure.
Yeah, and stop by and see us, and we'll give you our autograph.
I would love it. I have your 8x10 glossies right here, and I'll bring my own Sharpie.
All right.
Fantastic.
All right, Todd. Take care.
Thanks, Todd.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Bye. Isn't it about time you published that book you've been thinking about? We can help with that. At ebookit.com, we've been providing authors and small presses with ebook publishing services since 2010. Visit us today at ebookit.com and let us know how we can help you.